Hey, it's Panica. I'm a little typed out right now from all of the friggin' podfic stuff I've been talking about the past few days. So I saw your DMs, and rather than properly type out an email or try and do it in a billion DMs back, I decided to send you a audio recording of me rambling about concerts. Giant disclaimer, I have not actually gone to that many concerts in my life. And these Fall Out Boy ones I went to this year were the first ones where I ever tried to, like, backdoor it. But that said, I will try and give you my advice anyway. I mean, how early you get there really depends on where you plan on being. If you want to be at the front, you got to get there super early. Like, there are people that will show up like 12 hours early who really want the front. How early was I showing up? We showed up at least 2 hours early, and for Montreal in the rain, and I still only got like midway. The thing is, though, like, these concerts can be violent. There's people doing the kind of moshing where they basically pound into each other as violently as possible, and that could be pretty uncomfortable. If you are claustrophobic, you do not want to be in the front, because you're in there like sardines, mostly. Like, while everyone's waiting, you gain between the time that you're waiting around for the concert to start and the time Fall Out Boy actually gets on the stage, you're probably going to move forward at least 6 feet. And you're going to sit there wondering, thinking, we can't possibly move any closer, and then you will. Because everyone's just so on top of each other. Like, honestly, and the closer the front, the more squished you get. Near the back, people will make a bit more room, but I've been to other concerts where I just like got really up close and personal with everyone, and I literally couldn't get out. Like, if I wanted to get out, I would have to go all the way out, and you'd have to fight the entire way. So they get cozy. If you don't want to be touching other people, don't even, like, you're not going to be close. Sorry if that's scary. I will say, like, there are, if you get to the areas that are super packed, you're actually less likely to get hurt if the crowd is mostly in control, because there's no way for people to move and, like, flail and hit you or whatever. The places where they get moshing, there's going to be more room, because they make room, because people try and get away. And you can get away if you want. I also just stick my elbows out a lot. Don't be afraid to use your elbows. People are jerks. And there's going to be people that just will push people out of the way to get closer. And you will get moved to the back if you let them get in closer. So just use your elbows if you care. What else did you ask? Appropriate attire. Honestly, I did hear people judging other people with their clothes. I don't really give a fuck if people judge me for my clothes, so I don't pay that much attention. Please don't, yeah. But, like, jeans and a t-shirt are totally fine. Like, I wouldn't suggest, like, wear something you're going to be comfortable in, because you're going to be standing around a lot. There's a lot of people, a lot of girls, too, will wear, like, tank tops or even some, like, slinky clothes that you might wear to a club, but there's nothing, like, honestly, I just wore jeans and a t-shirt for all of them, and a sweater for half of them, or a jacket, because it was cold. They actually had snow on some of the days that I had. My god. Sorry, I still have my cough. I hope I didn't kill your ears with that. And shoes especially, yeah, oh my god, wear comfy shoes. Do not go for heels unless you're someone who can stand in those for hours, because you spend a lot, like, you're gonna spend, well, a minimum of like 3 hours standing around, just by the time you get in and watch the concert, because the concert goes on for like over 2 hours. So you're gonna want something that you can balance in, because especially when when you're in the crowd and everyone's crammed in like sardines, you kind of are relying on everyone for group stability, and if you go down, you can get hurt. Those people trample over you. I'm totally scaring you now. It's not actually that scary. There's just, like, the potential to get hurt is there, but honestly, you can avoid it. It's if you're smart and paying attention. But, yeah, sometimes, like, the entire crowd will kind of list to one side, and if you're shaky on your shoes, that's going to be a problem. Honestly, I wore running shoes to all of them. Actually, no, I wore, like, my work shoes that are meant for, like, people who are on their feet all day. They're not cute shoes. They're black, rubbery shoes, but they're comfortable. And I wore running shoes for, like, one of them. If you're driving or something, if you have a place that you can store over the concert, I actually suggest bringing a second pair of shoes and, like, leaving them in your car. And just so that when you get out, you can change your shoes right away, and that'll help your feet hurt less. That's what I would do. I had, like, my running shoes and these work shoes, and I switched between the two, and it helped my feet from getting too sore. What else did you ask? How long after did you have to wait? Trying to think. I think I stood outside in the rain in Montreal for 45 minutes, but it was a much smaller crowd because, one, I think Canadians aren't super big about waiting till after a show, and two, it was raining, so there weren't as many people, because there was a hell of a lot more people in Boston, and we waited. And the other thing is, like, because I knew I was backdooring it, I didn't rush outside, so I kind of lingered after the concert inside. So I don't know how late. Concert started at 8. They came on around 9. Went on for an hour and a half. But, like, in Boston, where it took the longest, we were done by 12. So we weren't the last ones there. I wasn't ever the last one to get it done. And certainly, if you rush out there and are willing to stand in line, you might not have to wait as long. And Patrick's a super sweetheart. He was, like, in Montreal, he was, like, letting everyone talk and listening to what they have to say. He wanted to do that in Boston, but his security guard was like, we're on a schedule. No talking, just pictures and autographs. So if you get there early, you might have a bit more of a chance with that before security guard starts pushing them along. I honestly think that probably where you are, there's going to be more people backdooring it than certainly Montreal. And, like, Toronto, no one waited around. Like, Patrick came out and there was no fans waiting. So, but I, like, there was more in Boston, and I would imagine there'd be more in California. Just, like, part of it being weather reasons. Although, possibly, if people find it too hot, I don't know. I think Californians are probably better at handling the heat than I am, though. And, oh, Patrick gives out hugs. If you ask him for a hug, he will gladly give you one. So, like, I kind of, like, got an arm around him in Montreal, especially for the picture, but in Boston, I specifically asked for a hug, and he gave it to me with a smile on his face. So if that is something you're interested in, ask, and he will give. And then you can have Patrick hugs, and they're the best. But yeah, he was really sweet. And be hydrated. Oh my God. That's one of the, like, the biggest things. And like, Patrick and the Fall Out Boys say that a lot too. But, like, make sure that you have water. A lot of the times they won't let you bring water in, especially since they're concerned that people are bringing in alcohol. So what I did is I brought in an empty water bottle, and you show them that it's empty, and they let you. And then the first thing I did is I just went to the bathroom and filled it up with water and had that with me. If you have a bigger water bottle, that's probably better, because you'll go through it all. Like, it is so hot and sweaty in there, you have no idea. So, but one warning, some places won't even let you do that. Like, won't let you bring an empty one in. In Montreal, they grab the water bottles out of our hand and shove them in the garbage. Which, luckily, we hadn't brought our, like, actual water bottles. We had just, like, gone to a Subway and gotten, like, bottled drinks when we went. But they took the bottles away and threw them out. So that's, bring a water bottle that you won't mind being thrown out. But yeah, try and bring it. It's even if you feel dorky, like holding onto a water bottle, and if you're really squished in, it might even be hard to drink out of, bring it anyways, because people faint at these things. It can get that, it gets so hot in there, and you're jumping and dancing, and you can't move, that you just sweat a lot of it off, and you're gonna get sweat on by other people. Just accept that if you're gonna be up front. If you're like, my third concert, we were on the mezzanine, so there weren't any seats on the mezzanine. It was just like a balcony, and we grabbed a bit of space and watched from like the rail. And we were lucky enough to get a railing, especially since it was our third concert and my feet were killing me by that point. Some people were just standing behind other people against a rail. If you have a mezzanine, try and get there early, because those seats can suck. And there's definitely some places that are better than others. And if you can get to the good parts of the mezzanine that are like off to the side but up near the front and don't have as many like lights or other balconies above you or whatever obscuring the view, those have some really good views and good picture opportunities and stuff. If you're planning on taking pictures, I just use my BlackBerry, and I kind of regret it because they took crappy pictures. I'd also suggest getting, like, if you have a camera that has like something you can put around your wrist. That was one thing that I was super paranoid about, that I was going to drop my phone and lose it. I didn't, but I was paranoid about it. But if you have a phone, it's not a bad idea to bring that either, because my sister and I were totally the losers reading fic while we waited for the bands to start. Other people were talking or like hanging out or whatever, and we were just sitting there holding our ground reading fic on our phones. But it worked well, especially since we had stupid amounts of driving with each other. We were quite done talking to each other. I think that's most of my advice. Seriously, don't be afraid to use your elbows. I don't know. It's something that pissed me off, because as a polite Canadian, you don't just jump the line in front of someone. And that's what it felt like when all these people were just like jumping in front of me. Like at one point I literally shoved a guy away who had stopped in front of me. My little sister says I picked him up. I'm pretty sure I didn't, but he did go flying when I pushed him, because it was her first concert in years. Like, and the first time she had been in a mosh pit, and he just stopped between us, and I was like, no, you're not getting in the way of me and my sister. So I like threw him, which is really out of character for me, but apparently I did it. Also, like, our first concert in Toronto, we were in the pathway to the bathroom, and that kind of sucked, because there were so many people, like, scooting by us to get to the bathroom, and we spent a lot of time with people in, like, walking in front of us. So just kind of, like, if you can be aware of that, avoid being in the line for a bathroom. Or the pathway to get to a bathroom, and avoid posts. We had a post in front of us too, but sometimes those are the best views you can get. Like, I couldn't see Andy for pretty much any of that Toronto show, but I could see everyone else. Andy was the only one blocked by the pole. Oh, and trigger warning, I don't know if you were upset by the Phoenix video, like the music video that they have, but when they play the Phoenix, they play like a strobe lighty version of that, including like the torture porn that happens in that. So if that video bothered you, just focus on Patrick. Don't watch what's going on behind him. Other than that, I hope you have so much fun. And, like, if you take any pictures, you should share, because I had so much fun, and I hope you do, too. If you have any specific questions, any follow-up to this, let me know, and I'll do my best. Yay! And I'll be sending you video feedback, because apparently I ramble a lot. How did I talk for 15 minutes? I'm even losing my voice. Anyways, but I will send you video feedback. For the one that you sent me, and include stuff about the birthday podfic you made for me. Thank you so much!